Hi, I'm Pete McCall. Welcome to this episode of the All About Fitness Podcast. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip to follow up from my previous one. This one is going to be the type of fitness equipment that you can get for home use. Obviously, there's a lot of concern going on right now with COVID-19, aka the coronavirus, aka just a nasty virus none of us want to get. And if you listen to this podcast, if you're finding this podcast, you probably like exercise, you probably like fitness, it's probably an important part of your life, and you're looking for solutions for what you can do if you're trying to limit your outside exposure. You know, the new term, the new phrase of 2020 is social distancing. And let's be honest, I've worked in health clubs for 20 years, and you know, some health clubs do a better job than others of keeping themselves clean. Some studios do a better job than others of staying clean. But when people are sweating, when you have a lot of people sweating in a small space, it is just, there are a lot of germs flying around. If you really are trying to limit yourself, and it's not a bad idea to do that, obviously I am not an epidemiologist or a doctor. However, just reading about everything I have about the virus, it just makes sense to, if we can limit our exposure, we should. There's no reason to take unnecessary risk. And I say that with the full understanding it's going to impact my quality of life. It's going to impact my revenue stream. It's going to impact one of the ways I make money. And it's going to impact a lot of friends of mine that work in fitness, that are private trainers and group fitness instructors. So keep that in mind as you're considering your fitness options. But what I want to do with this quick fit tip is give you some options. Now, I did a video. I'm going to have a link below. I'm going to show you the video that I posted on YouTube, on the All About Fitness podcast channel of YouTube. The video shows the equipment I have in my small apartment. Recently divorced. My awesome wife, she really is an awesome person. I got a house. That's where, you know, my kids are, and they're with her. And I have a small one-bedroom apartment, which is fine. You know, I don't mind that. I don't need a lot of space. It's more important for them to be well taken care of. But I show you in the video a setup for a small apartment. Now, keep in mind, I get a lot of free equipment in my job with what I do in the industry. I have done a lot of product reviews. I do product reviews. I write blogs. I write articles. And I'm always getting free equipment. People are giving me stuff to test. People are giving me stuff to try out to get, you know, to do posts on. So I keep in mind that, you know, I understand that you may not have the budget. You know, when people give you free equipment, you go with it. And you may not have a budget. So I'm going to give you three options for fitness at home fitness equipment. One is a budget. The first one is a budget option. These are for, you know, if you know you want to stay fit, but you're concerned, you're like, you know, you just don't have that much extra cash. I get it, especially if you're like me and your income is going to be impacted over the next quarter or two. For about $75 or less, and I know that sounds like a lot, but considering that's less than the price of a full service health club for a month, or less than three classes at a boutique studio, $75 is not a bad deal. For $75, you can get a stretch mat, a couple mini bands, and a set of dumbbells. And you know, I would say you probably get that for less than $75. But when it comes to the stretch mat, get a good one. And for any equipment, I'm going to say this, spend the money and get decent equipment. I've done a lot of work in China. I haven't done any work in China recently. I haven't been in China since October 2019. But I've done a lot of work in China, and I've seen knockoff equipment, a lot of knockoff equipment at fitness trade shows in China. It is just horrible quality. And even if you go on Amazon and buy fitness equipment there, a lot of that equipment is coming straight from knockoff factories in China. And that just is the way it is. So it might look like a good deal, but you get what you pay for when it comes to fitness equipment. My advice would be go to a large sporting goods store. Dick's, I think, is the only big box retailer. There might be a couple other regional sporting goods store, but go to a sporting goods store. That's where you can get this stuff. The other option is go to online. If you are going to shop online, there are two companies I highly recommend. These companies sell to health clubs and colleges. They sell the top end equipment. Perform Better. That's Perform Better. And I'll have a link down below in the show notes. If you type in Perform Better to any search tool, you'll find it. The other one is Power Systems. Both sell very similar equipment. They probably get them from the same factories in Taiwan and China. But they both are, Power Systems and Perform Better are the two primary vendors that sell equipment to most of the health clubs in the United States. So if you're going to get equipment, I would suggest go to either Perform Better or Power Systems if you can't find what you're looking for, or you don't want to go to a big box retailer right now. But for budget, a stretch mat, a mini band, those are those little loop mini bands. You can see those in my YouTube video. They'll be linked below. And a set of dumbbells. And you want to pick a set of dumbbells heavy enough to fatigue by 12 to 15 repetitions. If you don't work to fatigue, you won't get stronger. That's just simple fact of life. If you get light dumbbells, then you have to do a lot of repetitions to get to fatigue. So if you know, I would suggest pick a set of dumbbells that you know are going to be hard for 12 to 15 repetitions. That's your budget option. The intermediate option, this is going to be about a $300 budget. And again, that's about 2-3 months at a large commercial health club. For the $300, give or take, and it might be a little bit more depending on where you get stuff. Obviously a stretch mat, obviously a mini band. I would say two sets of dumbbells. You want to get a light pair that you fatigue by 12 to 15 repetitions. And you probably want to get a heavier pair that you fatigue by 6 to 8 repetitions. If you don't want to get two sets of dumbbells, I would say one set of dumbbells and a heavy kettlebell. The dumbbells you can do for upper body stuff. The kettlebell, you can do squats, hinges, and swings. And again, if you can go on All About Fitness podcast on YouTube and see a lot of, I have 30 workouts up there right now featuring this equipment. So if you're looking for ideas, look to my YouTube channel, go on my Instagram, PeteMcCall_fitness, go to my blog, PeteMcCallFitness.com. I'm going to be blogging about this over the coming weeks and hopefully not months, but depending on how long we're looking at this, I'm really going to be trying to use the podcast and try to use my channels to put information out there. I've already been speaking with some of my colleagues about ideas for content, how we can produce content for you to keep you fit at home as we're going through this. So back to intermediate. We have dumbbells, a light pair, a heavy pair, or a heavy kettlebell. I would also recommend a two-arm band. You'll see that in my video. The two-arm band, all the other equipment you can get at a Dick's or a large sporting goods store, but the two-arm band, you'll have to special order from either Power Systems or Perform Better. But it really, the two-arm band allows you to do a lot of cable machine exercises in your own home. If you have the space, a stability ball, I had a stability ball. I took it to the fitness center at my apartment complex, because with my small apartment, that just is one of those pieces of equipment I just needed to jettison. So the stability ball is at the fitness studio in my apartment complex. I do have a TerraCore. I am a partner in the business of TerraCore. That unit's a little bit less than $200, so I'm not putting it on the list, but it is a good option for this price range. Finally, you have a medicine ball. I would recommend like a heavier medicine ball and a TRX. If you like to work out, if you like strength training, I would highly, highly recommend a TRX. You can attach it to your door frame. My video shows you how to do that. I have a video online with Randy Hetrick, the creator of it, that shows you how to do a TRX workout. I'm gonna link both to my video and the video with Randy down below. But this is all equipment that you can buy, maybe a little bit more than $300. But again, this is equipment that regardless of what happens in the next couple months, you'll have this equipment at home. And most people I know that have a TRX love using it at home. It's a great workout option. Now, finally, if you don't have, if money is not an object and you're like, I don't care, I just want to spend the money and have a great workout experience at home, by all means, buy all that previous equipment, stretch mat, two sets of dumbbells. I'd actually recommend three pairs of dumbbells, light, medium, and heavy. They do have adjustable dumbbells or are adjustable dumbbells. In my experience, I'm not a fan of those. I've worked with a few at-home clients with them. They're loose. I'm just not a fan. I mean, they're a couple hundred dollars for an adjustable pair. You're better off just getting the cheapest pair of dumbbells, but getting three pairs, kind of a baby bear, a mama bear, and a papa bear set of dumbbells. Two sets of two kettlebells, kind of a lighter kettlebell for overhead moves and a heavier kettlebell for swings and lower body moves. Two medicine balls. And now for medicine balls, you have two types of medicine balls. You have live medicine balls that bounce. Those are hard rubber. They bounce. They look like a volleyball or basketball. And if you throw them on the ground, they're going to come flying right back up at you. They're called live balls. The other type of medicine balls are dead balls. Those are the big heavy ones, or they're rubber and they're kind of flattish. And when they hit the ground, they don't go anywhere. So you have live balls and you have medicine balls. If money's not an object, I would highly, highly recommend one live ball and one dead ball. Again, TRX, you can never go wrong with TRX. And two-arm, the two-arm band, which you'll see in the video. And then next one up is power bands. I have a couple videos on YouTube, on the All About Fitness podcast channel on YouTube, using power bands. And I've used those at parks. I've used those at playgrounds. Power bands look like a large rubber band. A mini band is a band that can go around both ankles, around both knees, for primarily lower body exercises. But power bands are larger. They're, I don't know, maybe not quite a meter, 3/4 of a meter in diameter. I guess diameter would be about right, 3/4 of a meter. But power bands look like a large rubber band. Definitely, they have a few options. And then for those of you that money is no object, I know you might be looking at a Peloton bike. My recommendation would be, and you don't need to buy a Peloton bike to do the Peloton programming. That's my understanding, is you don't need to buy a Peloton bike to buy a Peloton subscription. They make the money on the, there's a lot of markup on the bike. If you're looking, if you have the money and you can afford, if you can afford it, then you want to look for refurbished gym equipment. If you type in refurbished gym or refurbished health club equipment into a search bar, there are vendors all over the country. Generally, health clubs, and this is in, I work for a large equipment company, so I know this firsthand. I've worked for some of the largest health clubs in the country. Health clubs will buy equipment for 3 to 5 years. It's a capital expense. So after 5 years, either it's a leased equipment or they sell it. And there's a whole market out there of remanufacturers or refurbishers that will buy gym equipment, change out the motors, they'll change out the parts, and resell them. You want to buy refurbished commercial equipment. And I mean that, folks. The stuff that you'll find in a sporting goods store is frankly crap. It really is. It's not built to last. It is built for maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes of use at a time. And actually, to be honest, it's really not much more than just an expensive coat hanger. And I mean that. And I'm not trying to push any particular brand on you. But if you go, if you type in the search bar, refurbished or remanufactured health club equipment, you will see any piece of health club equipment that has been turned in to the manufacturers. The manufacturer I work for, Core Health and Fitness, will give health clubs credit for their, and Core Health and Fitness makes Nautilus and makes Stairmaster and they make Star Track and they make Schwinn Indoor Cycling. They will give credit to companies. They'll take that equipment back and they'll sell it to an aftermarket refurbisher or remanufacturer. But if you're looking for a treadmill, if you're looking for an indoor cycling bike, buy commercial grade that's been refurbished. The remanufacturing company will replace the chain if it's a bike, replace the belt, and replace the motor if it's a treadmill. And this is the kicker, folks. Commercial grade equipment is designed to be used 16 to 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. Commercial grade equipment is designed to take a beating. I have a couple videos of our test lab where we test all of our equipment. I'm not allowed to show them, but it really, man, we put that equipment. One of my favorite things to do is when we're coming up with a new product. And if you want to listen to some of, if you want to listen to that, you can go back a few episodes where I talk with the VP of product development, Jeff Diltz, and we talk a little bit about the testing process, because commercial grade equipment is beat to hell before they put it out on the market. So there you have it, folks. You have a budget option where you can just get a stretch mat, a mini band, and some dumbbells. That should cost you about less than $75. You have an intermediate option for about $300, which you want to get two sets of dumbbells, a light pair and a heavy pair, a kettlebell, and maybe a TRX. I know that can be expensive, but really, I mean, exercise can reduce stress. Exercise can help make you feel better. And it can reduce anxiety. So this is one of those areas where if you are watching your budget, you might not want to watch it near. If you're not going to be going out to eat, you're not going to be going out to large groups, you're not going to be going to sporting events. So why not invest a little bit of money in your home fitness equipment? Finally, if you don't have a budget, if money's no object for you, 3 pairs of dumbbells, you want to get 2 pairs of kettlebells or 2 sets of kettlebells, a light pair, a heavy pair. You want to get some of those 2 armbands. You definitely want to get a TRX. And if you're going to buy cardio equipment for your home, buy remanufactured or refurbished commercial equipment. I cannot stress that strongly enough. That's going to be the dollar for dollar, the best investment you'll make. And I mean that. That stuff will last and you'll feel good using it. You really will. I mean, the stuff that they sell in sporting goods store, like I said, is just garbage. And if you're going to be running on it, you know, riding on it, you want it to feel good for you. So there you have it, folks. Yeah, I'm not trying to overpromote this or oversell this, but this is one of the reasons why I wrote my book, Smarter Workouts, is to give you options for at home. In smarter workouts, I use a medicine ball, I use dumbbells, a kettlebell. I use only one piece of equipment to show you how to do metabolic conditioning, to show you how to do core training, to show you how to do mobility training. You get 21 workouts and you get the science. We're going to have a lot of extra time at home. So if you want to pick up, if you really want to learn this stuff, learn how to work out from home, I really keep listening to All About Fitness. I'm going to be putting information up here. I got a killer interview coming up with a former Mr. I know he's not a former, he's still Mr. Olympia, six-time Mr. Olympia coming up. I'm going to be putting a lot of content up on YouTube about working out at home, All About Fitness podcast channel on YouTube. And check out my Instagram. Instagram is PeteMcCall_fitness. That's PeteMcCall_fitness. Hey, folks, we're all in this together. Let's work together. Let's get through this. We can come through. We will come through the other side. Please keep coming back. And it's been a pleasure to have you. And I say this all the time, but thanks for stopping by. And I'll look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.